Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about sleep and meditation as brain cleansing. Everybody talks about cleansing the body, and sometimes I think the brain gets left behind. Well, no need to fear. You are probably doing it every night when you are sleeping. It's pretty amazing what our body goes through when we sleep. I'm quite fascinated with sleep and hoping that for those of you who aren't sleeping very well, that you will know that you will come back into it as you reduce your stress levels. And it's really exciting because the better you sleep, the even less stress that you can be experiencing, or the more stress you can handle. So without, you know, feeling like you're off your game, because we know that life, it just has stress involved in it. I've been on kind of a stress kick here, I know, but we are going to talk today about the glymphatic system, not the lymphatic system, but the glymphatic system. And that is the system that cleanses the brain while we are sleeping. So I want to read to you a little piece that I have here from Dr. Mauro Zapatera. And then I want to just discuss why I think this little piece was so important and what you can do to get yourself into better brain cleansing. So the picture above, he says, is of the glymphatic system, and it awakens when we are asleep. On the left is a picture of the system during a sleep cycle. The red area is the cerebral spinal fluid flowing through the brain. The CSF was no longer contained just in the ventricles, but flowed through the brain, and it happened much less when we are awake. And there was a direction of flow. In brain tissue, the direction of flow is from the high-pressure system to the low-pressure system, from an artery to a vein. The CSF flows through the brain, picking up waste, cleaning out debris, which happens when you are asleep. This shows a dynamic change in the anatomy of the brain tissue during sleep. So essentially, when you are sleeping, there is an increased flow of CSF through the brain tissue itself. Remember, the extracellular matrix, the interstitial network, it is essentially all one liquid matrix. Now, it goes into the brain itself, removing toxins and wastes, byproducts that build up throughout the day of your living. This is natural. It is a waste clearance system. When you are asleep, these pathways open up in the brain, allowing the CSF to flow and clear out toxins, bringing in new replenished fluid. It is a powerful method of detoxification and why we feel rested after sleep. The question here is, does this only happen during sleep? The presumption would be no. I hypothesize that it happens during deep states of meditation. Because sleep is a parasympathetic state, it could happen when in a profound parasympathetic state in meditation. You can activate your glymphatic system in meditation or in a state of rest and repair, such as deep body work. And again, that is all from Dr. Mauro Zapatera, and I will have a link to the page on his website where I found that paragraph. I think it is awesome that we know that the brain clears out at night, but the fact that we can also access this cleansing, this cleaning, this sweeping out of debris and toxins and waste products while in meditation or while in deep body work. This is awesome. We need to pay attention to this because this is what we can do on our own. Now, we want to be getting our good sleep. This is vital for many parts of our body. And this cleansing of the brain piece is another reason that we want to be sure that we are taking care of our sleep hygiene and that we are putting enough emphasis on being able to sleep at night. Now, we don't want to stress ourselves about it. We want to just keep looking for what can help us. I have a group member who needs to rest before he goes to bed so that he can sleep better. Now, that's important because we cannot just have a stressed mind and body and jump in bed and expect to be able to go to sleep. This person was sharing how they need to rest for quite a long while prior to going to bed. And when they do that rest beforehand, they sleep way better than when they don't do it. So I think it's important that we find what works for us. Again, we cannot just have a long, busy, stressful, hardworking, driving, even fun and exciting day, and then jump into bed and expect to be able to go to sleep. We have to unwind. And so if we can take the time before bed to do that, I think that just like the person I am talking about who rests before bed, you will have a better night's sleep. Some of those things that you can do are things like turning your screens off and reading a physical book before bed if you are one who likes to read before bed. Now, I know people really balk at the turning off of the screens and the TVs and Kindle books, and I've made it a practice of having my Kindle reading earlier in the day and then my book reading. I keep a physical book, whether it's a Kindle book I already have and I get the hard copy from the library or buy a hard copy also. If that is going to be my night reading, I don't want it to be on a screen. Because I sleep great, but I don't want to interrupt that at all. I don't want to have a point where that isn't working well anymore. I recall what it was like when I was very anxious to not be able to sleep well, and it's no picnic. So everything that you can do to steer yourself to a more calm evening for your brain and your body, I think the better you will sleep. One of the things that we want to consider is that deep body work can also help us with this lymphatic system and clean our brain out. There's a lot of different deep body work modalities that you can get involved in, but some of them that come top of mind to me is deep tissue body massage, cranial sacral work, many different kinds of people who like Reiki go into a deep state often with their Reiki healings. You want to find a modality that would work for you. Obviously, this could also be your acupuncture, where your body and mind go into that all-out rest. And the meditation, let's go there now. We can build in our own time to go deep. Now, you're not going to do that straight off the bat, but if you don't start somewhere, you will never get there. So take the first steps today and double check that you are meditating on a daily basis. Again, we can start with that 1, 5, or 10 minutes a day to build the habit, to build the practice. And then we want to have it extend. If you could do 20 minutes once or twice a day, you're probably going to be able to get into these states where your lymphatic system will be engaged. Now, isn't it awesome that we have all of this inside of us that can heal us? You know, when I talk about the breathing helping to heal us, I'm talking about all you're trying to do is get your diaphragm to flatten out so that it can stimulate your vagus nerve so that that can stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. You didn't need to take a drug to do that. You didn't need to have a manipulation on your body to do that. You could do it yourself. The same with this glymphatic system. We can do this ourselves by doing meditation, by sleeping well at night, by going into deep parasympathetic states. We can do these things. The same thing with our lymphatic system. We don't need to have a machine do that, although that's an awesome thing when you really need that. You can have that done externally, work on you, but you can also do it yourself. You can exercise, you can walk, you can jump on a rebounder. You can do this yourself. Our body and our mind know how to heal. And we want to take it up on that. We want to engage it and give it the raw material that it needs to be able to do that. So I'm hoping that you will be able to look at your sleep a little bit and see if you can find a way to help yourself get into that good sleep so you can stimulate your glymphatic system. Now back to our glymphatic system. I'm really impressed with the science showing us that we have fallen off track by thinking that we can outsmart Mother Nature. So often we think just because we can do something and we can get away with it that it's okay, but nature always has a way of pulling us back. If you are having trouble sleeping and you're not sleeping, getting a good night's rest, you may want to see what you can do with your sleep hygiene to change that up. Again, I talked earlier about turning off your screens. That is an excellent way to do it. I talked about resting before you go to bed, which sounds different, but it sounds right on to me because we need to settle our nervous system and then lay in the bed and then let it go deeper into those sleep cycles that do all kinds of fabulous work for us while we're resting. The other things that you can do is to make sure that you are not drinking caffeine at all, ever in the day. If you cannot sleep at night, you cannot have caffeine even in the morning. If you have anxiety, you shouldn't have caffeine anyway. It isn't your friend right now. You can go back to it someday when your whole nervous system has changed back and has gotten back on track. You'll find out how much caffeine you can have. Maybe you can have a cup, maybe you can have two, but we cannot abuse these stress hormones in our body and then expect that everything be working fine and that we just take a pill to fix it. Our body can do the repair work, but we need to give it the raw materials. And so what are some of the other things? Alcohol could be an issue. Alcohol can help you to fall asleep. There is no doubt about that. It can actually make you go unconscious if you have enough of it. But what happens is it is not a normal natural sleep cycle. So you want to not be using alcohol as your sleep aid. It probably is not your best bet. Everything that I have read and listened to, and most of this is from Matthew Walker with Why We Sleep, is that as sleep drugs also are not doing the same repair work and sleep cycles that we are getting when we fall asleep naturally and stay asleep naturally. So you want to check into that. One of the things that comes up often with people is that they wake up at night because they have to empty their bladder. So This can happen at any age, but seems to happen a little bit more frequently as we get older. Now, this is like a interesting one to kind of weigh out because we want to stay hydrated, but we don't want to be waking up two or three times a night to go to the restroom. So play with that. See how if you can, you know, top load your hydration in the early part of the day and taper off as the evening wears on, and maybe you won't have to get up so often. Maybe you can get it so you only get up once or not at all by playing with when you take in your hydration. Another thing that you can do is to keep the lights low that guide your way to the bathroom. Make sure that you don't turn on a light, that you don't look at your phone. Please, when you wake up in the middle of the night, for whatever reason, to use the restroom, to roll over, you know, maybe you woke up with a bad dream. If you even have insomnia and you cannot sleep, do not use your phone. Do not turn on those blue lights. Don't turn on the light. You know, find a place to sit. I guess, you know, maybe a really low light, a really low wattage, low lamp bulb wouldn't be too harmful if you need to sit up and read or something, but really do not get any of those heavy blue lights going with screens, even with the nightlight blocker on them. I would highly suggest that you stay away from turning on your phone. That sets up a whole different mindset going on. Then we start thinking, what's the apps? What's in the email? What's here? What's there? I don't look at my phone at night. If you need me, you're going to have to wait until I wake up. I think that we can all give ourselves that, the beauty of giving ourselves a boundary to be in our beds at night and not being on social media or emails, no matter what our job is. We're human beings, not human doings. And if you have trouble sleeping, you really need to pay attention to this. Because as we can see from this paragraph that I read from Dr. Mauro Zapatera, that our glymphatic system is hard at work at night when we are sound asleep or deep in meditation or in deep body work. So let's give ourselves the chance to do that. Find what can work for you. Go back and listen to the other shows that are on sleep and see if there are some tips and tools in there that you can use. I really hope that you will give yourself the raw material that you need to let your own body do its healing work. It really does want to help you. Love being here with you guys, and I hope that you are having a wonderful rest of your day and that you have sweet dreams this evening. And now for today's quote. True silence is the rest of the mind and is to the spirit what sleep is to the body, nourishment and refreshment. And that's from William Penn. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.